Watch the ceiling.
Okay, I want to take this time to give a brief presentation on behalf of a committee made up of various department heads. The project we are proposing is to have our current technology and business processes reviewed. The purpose of this presentation is to request authorization to issue an RFP for consulting services to provide a needs assessment for an ERP system, and I'll go over what an ERP system is on the next slide. This request is on behalf of multiple departments. Some of the committee members are here today, and it's made up of Eddie Parker of Assessment, Patty Fawcett of Utility Billing, Amanda Bennett of Treasury, Bonnie Smith, who's helped me out a lot, Data Processing, Debbie Street, Data Processing. We have Utility Permits, Gary Tung, and Jane Dickerson. The committee has decided it would be most cost-effective to look at the county's technology needs as a whole rather than each department explore their own options. There was $50,000 approved in the 2010 capital budget for this project. Just a little bit about what an ERP system is. It's just one integrated software that will allow all the departments to share data. It would help us with billing, talking to accounting, just sharing the same records with assessment, planning and zoning, personnel, building code. So why have we decided to ask for a consultant? We felt it was important to get an independent review of our current processes. For example, in the accounting department, I could choose a software there, but it wouldn't help utility billing or treasury. So we want to try to be able to get our processes working together. Again, it's business process versus process knowledge. Our department heads have the business knowledge, but the consultant will come in and give us the process knowledge on how we can run those business processes correctly. It also will help with the questions as to whether our current technology is viable for the future. And it'll, again, give us a cohesive review. Always when you're dealing with technology, there's more problems encountered when you start piecemealing the technology together. And why now? It's a lot easier to do it right now with the economic slowdown, as the departments are a little bit slower, so when it does pick up, we might not have to fill those positions that we had in the past. Also, we might be able to get a cost for the consultant a lot cheaper than we would have 2 years ago. In addition, there are some key staff who have wrote the legacy programs that some of these departments are using, and they are eligible to retire, so we need to start looking for our current IT needs. Some of the objectives of this project are to eliminate some of the inefficiencies. Some of these departments enter the same data into different databases, so we have one shared database. We could eliminate that extra data entry. To provide increased accountability, in my department, the software I have is about 13 years old, so there's been new accounting standards put in place, and we're able to meet those standards and get the CAFR award, but some of those processes are done manually. So if we had software, we wouldn't need the extra manual entries done. Improve some internal controls. We could have one spot where people collect cash instead of multiple departments. Foster open government. We could have more online services. And the last objective is to reduce the number of separate legacy systems. We counted we have about 10 different HR finance systems currently. The steps to meet our objectives is to advertise for an RFP. And then when we hire the consultant will first do some strategic planning with Mr. Baker and Ms. Webb to see where do they see the processes going in the future. Then they would do a functionality assessment and see how our current processes are working, then see how the technology is supporting those processes, then do some research and see how other governments our size are operating, and then give us a complete business case analysis and see what would work best for us. And the general time frame for this consultant is 3 months. We'd like to have something to council by 2011, so if you want to put anything in the budget for any of these changes, we could do it at that time. And we put together some conservative estimates of cost savings. If you were just to change one function and eliminate one staff, we could save about $56,000, that's salary and benefits. You could automate one system and less cost supplies or supplies of $2,000 and reduce some errors, which about $44 is what we calculated. So that's an annual savings of $58,000, and the cost of the project we're proposing is only $50,000. So to sum it up, I feel that each of these department heads represented here have ideas on how to make the department more efficient with the use of technology. Instead of each department working in their own on their own needs, we thought it would be most cost-effective to look at the county as a whole before any technology is bought. I want to thank you for your time.
Well, good.
Do we have any questions for Ms. Jennings?
Will that interface with what the paramedics are using?
We would hope so. They could get rid of. They have currently used QuickBooks, and if we would get a new system, they could use what we have in accounting. But
so
this
they
is
are
just looking at the processes right now, but
right,
in the long term.
So they would be brought into this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other outlying kind of function that is not going to be part of this? Engineering is part of this?
Engineering is part of it, with utility permits.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a financial function.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they have inventory control, that type of thing?
Yes.
That would be part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Vincent?
No, that's a
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole? Do you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council authorizes the Finance Department to issue an RFP for consulting services to provide a needs assessment for an enterprise resource planning system.
It's time.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the request from the Director of Accounting to issue an RFP. Any discussion?
I do have a question. Where does Mr. Glenn figure in all this, his department? Where is he in this?
Right there.
Yeah. And are you still temporary guy there?
Yeah, I'm still acting director.
Gee, maybe they could fix
Tom
that.
Glenn, acting
okay.
Director
all right.
Of information systems.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, where we fit into this, we're working closely with Gene
okay.
and Bonnie
just
data
to know.
Process.
Okay.
We're all, yeah,
I didn't
we're
want
all
him to leave
together.
You out there.
No, I appreciate
that was my
that,
fault.
You.
I'm sorry. I didn't leave him out when I was doing my introduction.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you.
If there's no further discussion, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms.
Yeah.
Jennings.
I'm going
to
take
the
$50,000 to come back.
Gina, when would you expect this to be complete?
We hope to have the deliverable by January to you.
Thank you. Mr. Godwin.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. This afternoon, I have two issues for your consideration. They're both requests for disbursement from your annual municipal police grant fund. The two towns requesting funds are Millsboro and South Bethany. They would both like to draw their entire allotment of $15,000 each, and they have both given us a list of expenses that they'll be covering with these funds, which range from training to computers to jackets and other safety devices. Quite a list I could go over if you'd like, but basically they're spending these dollars mostly for training and equipment.
Any questions for Mr. Godwin?
Just curious. Do you ever go back and check on these things?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Okay,
and,
just asking. I'm new.
I'm very proud to say that
paperwork. The agencies have to submit documentation to us within 60 days, and if they don't submit it, then they will never get another grant.
Yeah.
Good.
They'll
very
request,
good.
Right, as Ms. Webb said, they'll request funds for a computer. And then we give them the check. They'll send us a receipt for the computer.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And our accounting department matches those dollars,
mm-hmm.
as she said. And we do make sure they're right. But I have also visited the departments to see some of the equipment in place, too.
Good. I'm glad
yeah.
to hear that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to read the motion, please.
Sir. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the two mentioned requests of disbursement from the annual municipal police fund.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the grant request read by Mr. Godwin. Any discussion? Now we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hal. Mr. Hudson?